gangster of love. I jumped in my white horse Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25.
spread out, bit by bit, the pentagram.
Extinguishing the sun.
I can hear myself.
Just to cut to the chase, this is 91.5 WMFO, and this is
my least favorite radio channel.
Actually, WMFO. This is 95.1.
Did I say 91.5?
It is 91.5.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It's actually.
Stop confusing me. But this is Sounds Escaping Complete and Utter Chaos, and this is Clara, Lena, and Fiona. I'm all
59.1 FM.
You got me scared for a second thinking I said the wrong thing, because I thought I was going off of like muscle memory from when I was a kid and I would hear the radio stations at home.
Z100
New York or KTU.
Guys.
Or, oh, yes.
No, it's okay. No, I cut it off. Keep
What's
going.
Up?
No, guys. Were you going to say, be serious?
No, I was smacking my lips, and then it reminded me of this guy in my class, but then I was like, this is a story for another time.
You know what? When you said smacking your lips, that just reminded me of how today I was thinking about how much I hate when people smack their lips.
That's what I was going to talk about. Because after I did it, I felt bad.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. Because it's
what
terrible.
Is it? Wait, what is it?
Smacking your lips. It's like when you're eating. Don't do that again.
Is it like that?
I'm serious. Don't do it again. Especially when I have these headphones on. That's crazy. I texted my friend who's in Australia. I don't think she's listening right now. She was like, you're too much. And I'm like, no.
I do think that there's like a crackling in the microphones. And I don't think it's... It kind of sounds like a smacky lip sound.
The crackling.
It's like a little crackling.
How do you make the smacking lips like...
Stop.
You have to get close.
Like, no, but like the what's sound? The action of smacking your lips?
Like,
it's like,
so it's like a loud lip.
Like, you're sticking your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Yeah. And making a sound. Yeah, like kind of like that. You'll get better at it. You can practice with glitter.
Don't. I want to get worse at it. Instead.
I'll show you. We'll show you at one point. At SMFA.
I don't know. I don't even want to learn. I just want to know if I was doing it. Will you just let me know if I was doing it beforehand?
100%.
Was I ever?
Yes. I feel like you'd know if you were doing it, because I would say something. You were
in my life.
Wait, was she not doing it? I heard her doing it.
Oh, I heard that too, but I think that was just because she opened her mouth and.
Okay, we'll try right now. Just do one.
Oh, I thought you meant was I ever doing it in my life?
Oh,
in your life? I mean,
no.
Probably once or twice by accident.
Claire's like, so you actually, on the 5th
that,
of June
while I was
in 2021.
Sandwich.
When you were eating your banh mi?
Yeah.
Oh, yum. Stop.
I know.
Sorry.
It's because you know how I bought it, and then you bought it, and then I wanted another one?
I want another one.
It'll never stop.
It'll never stop.
That was my second sandwich for dinner. I had two sandwiches.
I was like, this was my last time.
Oh, I had one of the cucumber sandwiches today.
That sounds good.
Oh my god, yum.
Have you seen that video on... I every time I say this, I feel so stupid, but I'm like, have you seen that video on Reels? But it was like this, I guess, lady that was on a plane, and she was like, I woke up famished, absolutely so hungry, so I opened one of my cucumber sandwiches. I'm like, oh, I'm sure that really filled you up.
Why do they always talk like that?
I think, I actually don't know.
Oh, the fucking, You know what, it's our last semester, who cares? Maybe you guys shouldn't be the worst.
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything at all.
I stuck this tape together, and it kind of looks like an ant in the middle. Like, not like there's a real ant, but, like, do you see that?
Like, can you put on this piece? You see in the middle lines of, like, a little stickiness? Do you see that? It kind of looks like an ant.
Yeah, it totally does look like an ant.
I believe you.
You can tell my medicine world.
But brief aside, you know, on the topic of smacking lips, I'm really one to talk right now. I have gum in my mouth.
Ooh. And you're chewing hella loud.
That might be the smacking sound that I'm hearing.
No, it's not. Because I'm not... Stop it. It's not.
Wait, everyone be quiet and you chew.
I wasn't chewing it when I was talking into this because I'm not a heathen. I'm not chewing it into the microphone.
But I hear it slightly.
Well, you were smacking your lips when you ate your banh mi and I didn't say anything because I was trying to be polite.
No, I knew I was. I was eating it and I was like, wait a second. This is a big food item, and it was just like, you know, it's hard to eat. That's it.
I guess for some people. Yeah, I guess for some people. I take up any challenge.
I guess for some people. It's a sandwich.
Well,
it is a sandwich, but you know how big they are?
They're really big.
And I have a tiny mouth.
Yo, that's my thing about a sandwich. Also, can I say?
No.
All right.
Great. So,
So the banh mi is one of those, you know, I couldn't know. It's one of those sandwiches where the ingredients are put like,
sideways.
They're not on top. Thank you. They're not on top. They're sideways.
So like a sub.
Well, I feel like subs are on top.
Subs are on, yeah.
So when you like smush it and you take a bite, you get every ingredient.
Like a meatball sub?
You don't always
get that with a banh mi.
I've never eaten a meatball sub in my entire life.
All right, whatever. You never had a Philly cheesesteak?
Yes, I have. But it was like shredded.
Yeah, but that's still like...
That's on top, I feel like.
That was on top.
If it's all the same ingredient.
You know, I'm saying it's like you have
or mixed in
the cilantro, and then you have the cucumber, and then you have and the meat tofu.
Row, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like you have to kind of be like,
yeah. What's yeah, funny yeah. about banh mi, like the sandwich, it is that the word banh mi shares none of the same letters of the song we just listened to, which is Floods by Pantera, to make a really seamless transition. That was the first song we played, and I hope you enjoyed it. I don't think Fiona or Elena wanted to listen to that, but maybe they liked it. Did you? It's okay if you didn't.
It was 7 minutes.
It was, yeah.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah,
it
I
didn't mind it.
It was more like 6 minutes and 53 seconds.
No, it says 7 minutes right here.
But on Spotify. I mean, I would know, because I listen to this twice a day.
It says exactly 7 minutes on Spotify.
You're lying.
That's what it says.
Well, I remember it being 6 minutes and 53 seconds.
Wait, so are we, like, talking about the ski trip?
Oh, yeah.
What's well, going on with that?
The ski trip. So, that was what I proposed when we found out that we would be graced with having our Once in a Blue Moon radio show tonight. Is that we should talk about our ski trip. And in February, we decided, obviously, to go on a ski trip. And personally, I haven't skied that much before. I've maybe went like 3 or 4 times before that, but that was when I was a lot younger. It was Elena's first time. It was Fiona's second.
It was my third time.
Third? Yeah.
Third. Okay, wow. This is why you guys were so good.
But I did it in like third grade, I think.
But I think you still had like the muscle memory a little.
The muscle memory.
And since you were a kid too, you know, yeah. Kids are just sponges. True.
Kids they are. Seeing the way they were flying down the mountain, I was like, they really are. Some they're kids had beef with Elena, you know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I was, like, pretty good. Like, I was doing well. Let's say I was doing well, okay? And then it happened, and Claire's laughing. It was really scary, though. Can I say that I actually thought I was, like, going to, like, die?
You kind of seemed like
you thought
you
were. Like, I fully thought I was going to die.
I was scared, and I, like...
Like, because it's so dangerous. Like, I actually could have, like, hit some... Like, I could have hit someone or hit something, and, like, it could have been really bad.
Yeah.
So, I was fully, like, wow, I'm gonna die. And it was kind
of
freeing.
Really funny, though. It was freeing. No, that's how I felt when the last time... Because the last time I went skiing before this trip was the time that I couldn't stop. Because they didn't really give me instructions on how to stop, aside from, like, oh, pizza, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, can I say you did the same thing? Because you're like, oh, pizza. And I was like,
no,
oh, so I just make them, like, flat like this. But then it's like, you dig in.
But that's skill issue.
Okay, but that's, like, it's your first time. Who's showing us how to do it?
Okay, fair enough. I guess I had the same, like, you know, issue with it when I was doing it, but I couldn't stop. And I remember flying down the mountain. I remember past my dad, past my sister. Everyone's staring at me, and everybody started getting really concerned. And, you know, I kind of stopped caring.
Yeah.
When you start going that fast and you realize, first of all, I could get hurt. I could hurt everybody around me. There is something really freeing about that.
There is something very freeing.
And I enjoyed it a lot.
Also, I love to go fast. I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah,
it was
too.
Quite fun. It was quite... At the end, when I was like... I was honestly like, I can't believe I held on this long. And, like, it's a problem that I did because it just keeps getting faster and faster. And then...
I just keep imagining what it looked
like. Because did I really just launch?
Well, because I remember I started going down the mountain and I was like, all right, don't go too fast. And then all of a sudden, I see... Also, can you just know that Elena wanted to go on a longer, more difficult...
I know, that's crazy. Well, because why did it go from the bunny hill to that? That's such a big jump.
Like, it was
because
so funny.
It wasn't even the slope that was the problem. It was because it was like a mound that was like
it was pretty
going.
Steep.
So
the other ones were steeper, though.
Yeah, that you wanted to go across steep. The mountain.
Can I say...
That
though.
Is so funny.
Oh, yeah,
can
sorry.
I say though?
Say it.
It was like a mound. It was like they put the whole run and it was like a whole mound going up. So like the sides were like sloped and like if you went a little too much to the right, you just like slid off this entire like embankment.
Into
like,
the woods. Yeah,
yeah exactly. Yeah. So my
Which
thing
is
was,
dangerous.
Exactly. I was so scared. I was like, there doesn't seem like there's enough space here
yeah,
for me.
And there was like the like, what's it called? People doing tricks?
Oh yeah.
The free,
trick
free
spot.
Ski...
It was, like, all the, like, ramps and stuff. So, it's, like, there was ample space, but, like, if you got in their room, then, like, you'd get
yeah.
hit by them.
And there are a bunch of blind spots. And also, like, the rules are kind of different there where, you like,
yeah.
you don't have right of way. And like, you know, it's just, that's
yeah.
even more scary. To me, that was more scary. But as I was saying, like, I was zooming down this hill and I was, like,
so
I was kind of, I was yelling out for help. And I was, like.
No, I know.
I was, like, wow, actually, like, nobody can help me. Like
yeah.
fully like
sometimes you just gotta fall like that's the only way
yeah I was like what is someone gonna do just grab me like that's not happening and that was kind of nice where I was just kind of like yeah like is literally just me right now is going to solve this. And then I saw these two women, like, for some reason, just standing.
I know which one you're talking about. I think she was getting, like, a lesson.
Yeah, because it was, like, not that one. Oh. It was,
that one.
It was, like, bumpy. It was, like, bumpy. Like, there'd be, like, a slope, and then it would, like, stop. And then so I was, like, basically at the end of one of the stop moments, just about to hit these people. And I just, like, flew off. Like, I made myself fall.
No, but I remember when I was, like, we were at the very top, and I thought we were all going to be going down kind of around the same, I guess, speed, and, like, and then all of a sudden, I see you shooting past me, and here's the thing, here's where you're wrong, actually, about the pizza. You might have thought you were pizzaing, but I saw you. Your skis were completely parallel, and you were like, guys, how do I stop? And I was going, pizza, and then you just kept going down the hill, and it was, unfortunately, so funny that, like, but that was, like, the first time we went down. And then you were going fast for a while, and then you did fall. But watching you go so fast made me laugh so hard.
That you fell.
Can I say, while you were laughing so hard, I was literally like, I'm going to die. And then I heard Claire's laughter behind, and I was like, bruh. And they don't care.
It just would have been, it was just funny, that's all.
I started really slowly that round, I remember. I was, like, way behind.
I did not start. I remember, but then it was like our third time going down, and you took so long to come down. And then Ski Patrol went up, and we thought Ski Patrol was going to get you because you weren't answering.
I was hoping you sent them to me because I was so scared. I was so terrified. I would go down like 5 feet and then stop, and like, and then like, I'd fall. Like I fell every 5 feet. Like
I know. I
saw. My confidence was completely ruined after that.
Well, then also towards the very end, that kid got mad at you.
Because I finally worked up the courage. I was like, you know what? I'm very close to the end. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to do this, like, little thing. Fell. And this little kid was so pissed, but it was like, sorry. Like, I had right away. This is the beginner hill.
Yeah.
Where else am I supposed to ski? Like,
honestly, get over it.
I think the dad got mad. I'm mad at the kid.
But it was just, like, funny when all three of us were, like, watching you come down because we were also trying to be like, all right, she's finally made it down. Let's boost her confidence. And I was trying so hard not to laugh, and I couldn't do it.
Let's let's help her with her confidence. Laughs, and then goes again.
Sorry,
you could not get me back up that mountain. No.
I know. It was really fun though. And then the ski trip. Well, the way
the boots hurt my feet.
The boots hurt my feet too. But the way it really began.
The boots hurt my butt.
The Berkshires.
The Berkshires hurt my butt.
We well, Elena drove us. Thank you, Elena. But the thing is, we got to our Airbnb. you tell it.
Oh, we couldn't find it, and we thought it was.
Well, it was first of all, it was like midnight.
It was midnight because we decided to night drive, and then there was a fence locking it,
and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
keep that in mind.
And we were freaked out, and they had like girls. The bear stuff out, right? We thought there
was a bear box.
A bear box, yeah. And then
and some creepy gate.
I was like, fine, I'll go out to check the gate.
You and Katie, yeah.
And then Katie joined me.
Yeah, I wasn't getting out, sorry.
Or maybe Katie was like, I'll do it if someone comes with me. Maybe that's what happened. I don't remember. No. I was so scared. I was
holding down the fort in the car.
I was like, I drove.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't have to do anything. But then Katie and I went up to the fence, and we tried to open it, and it wouldn't open. There was a lock on it. And we were like, what? How are we supposed to get up to the Airbnb? And then we were like, what if this house over here that says Camp Lennox outside of it is our Airbnb? We're like, no, that's Camp Lennox. That couldn't be
where we're staying. Why would they call it Camp Lennox?
Yeah, why would they call it Camp Lennox?
Because
just call
that's
it
just
Airbnb.
That probably was the name of it before, Airbnb.
I feel like it was like those Airbnb people who wanted to make their Airbnb like a cute name. Kind of thing.
I feel like it was already, I feel like, but in those places, I feel like they just have stuff like that.
If you are an Airbnb host, don't name your building a camp. Honestly, just
Camp Claire.
Can we just use the address? Like, does it really?
No, Camp Claire. Welcome to Camp Claire.
No, can we just use the address? Because if I'm trying to find your building and it's just Camp Lennox, how am I supposed to find that?
Like, I mean, that's a good point.
No, but also on the Airbnb listing, it didn't say Camp Lennox anywhere. That's why, like, true. If I'd seen, it was just like charming blah 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 on the Berkshires. Like, it wasn't like
that's kind of on us.
If it said
that's kind of on
if
us.
If it said Camp Lennox on the thingy,
right?
Then it would make more sense.
And then we had to look in every single one of the rooms and make sure that there was nobody already there.
I just watched that video recently. We filmed the entire thing.
Did we did. And we like checked under the beds and stuff.
I literally filmed all that happening.
Oh my gosh. That was so scary.
I felt it. It was really funny. And then also,
we were like, behind the shower curtain, quick.
Second night we were there, I don't know what happened with the heater, but it was wasn't it set to like 86 degrees.
It was so hot.
It was so bad.
I think I got like 2 hours of sleep. I was so angry.
You know
what
I realized?
So
we should have opened a window a crack.
Yeah, but it was pretty cold, so I think that's why we didn't.
I don't know, but we were all sleeping in the same room because we were fearful. And then Fiona and I were just kind of... Claire was so mad also.
I was.
We were like, should we just go to the other room? Like, it's so hot. And you were like, guys, I'm trying to sleep. And we were like... Because we all hadn't talked about how hot it was. And we were like, it's hot. And you were like, it is so hot. Like, you were like, I'm so mad because it's hot. And we were like, we're going to go.
Well, because the thing was... I was tired, right? And then... No, we didn't know we could turn on the thing yet. That was why.
Oh,
that
really?
Was the root of the issue. But then you guys were watching a movie.
I thought you had turned it up to that.
No. And then I went to bed, and you guys were still watching the movie, and then you came, and then Katie knocked out pretty fast, and then you guys went to your bed, and you were giggling and talking, and then you giggled and talked a little quieter, but you did it until, like, 3 a.m.
No, it was not, because I checked the time.
It was
like 2.
That's still really early.
We were on vacation. It
wasn't that long, also, because then we were like, okay, let's go to sleep. And we were like, actually, I can't fall asleep because it's so hot. Like,
yeah, and then you guys finally went to the other room, and I could still hear you from there. I think I just have, like, supersonic hearing.
You have supersonic hearing, because I feel like we were being so quiet.
We were being really quiet, because we were not. Like...
We were trying so hard.
We were like, everybody's going to sleep right now, like...
We weren't even talking. We were literally just kind of like...
We were just complaining about the heat. That was it.
We're like, it's hot. And then I'd be like...
That's talking!
And then I'd be like, maybe we should do, like, a stretch. And then we did a little late night. Do you remember a little late night stretch?
Oh my god, because I was bloated as hell.
Same. Because we ate a lot? Where did we go?
We ate at some weird place. It was like,
I've never felt like that.
Where they charged us for the fries.
Oh my gosh. Well, Elena and I shared those nasty, freaking
nachos. I had something disgusting.
Well, we got nachos, and then you got, like, what'd you get? And then we also
got French onion soup. Why they put chili on it.
Well, it was, like, chili nachos, and we got French onion soup, and then they gave us too many fries.
I didn't even eat that soup, and I felt really bad
about it. Oh,
yeah, because
we wanted to share sweet potato fries, and then they brought us regular, and they were like, oh, I'll get you the sweet potato, but you don't have to pay for the regular.
And then she charged us for both.
But we said
something,
right?
And I got a salad.
And the funnier thing...
No, I don't think Katie ever did.
No, she didn't get the salad. When she was taking her
order...
No,
we did. I ate it.
She was looking at us like we were so, like, moronic. Like, she literally thought we were so stupid.
Yeah, it's because I was like, we can't talk about it, but I ordered something.
A drink.
Yes.
A beverage.
And I asked,
by the way, we're all over 21.
Exactly. I said, okay, let's, in this case, I'm guiding a Shirley Temple. I go, oh, do you have ginger ale? And they're like, well, of course we have ginger ale.
You're missing the important context is that she stopped and stared at you for like 10 seconds and then
yeah,
goes,
she was like,
we're a bar. I mean, of course we have ginger ale.
But I'm staring at all of the sodas that they have
at
behind the soda counter bar. And I didn't see, okay, I didn't even ask, do you have this specific soda? I said, basically, do you have
this brand of
ginger ale? And yeah. Then she was like, of course we have that. I'm like, I don't know, it's like a specific, like, I know it's like a popular brand, whatever, but like, I don't see it up there.
That
it's
place
nice
was so,
ask,
that
you know?
Was so wacko, and then some guy got like escorted out by like EMTs, like, yeah. Oh my God. 30 minutes later.
Wait, I forgot about that.
I completely forgot about that.
Oh, and then we got ice cream at that place where all the teens were working.
It was just being run by teenagers, and then, again, the guy got really upset when he took my order, and then he told me the price before I could tell him I wanted sprinkles, and I was like, wait, can I also get sprinkles? And he huffed.
I remember that.
He huffed? I didn't
even
know that.
You know, it was never that serious.
I didn't
Sprinkles are so good.
They're really good, especially with mint chocolate chip ice cream.
We should go get ice cream.
After this.
Yeah, let me check if they're open.
No.
I'd go.
Where would you go? Where
I
is
want
there?
Ice cream so bad, even though.
We could go to, like, even if we have to go to a
Honeycomb.
Because I was actually. Were you digging? I just saw all these photos. Do you like my haircut?
Yeah, I complimented it last time I saw you.
Oh, yeah.
Bozo. Well, you look for ice cream. We can play our next song.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic. Shout out Stella. I don't think you're listening, but shout out Stella because...
I didn't even tell my sister about this.
You had a huge Madonna phase, and you played this for me on the train one time, and it was totally lit. So this is Hung Up by Madonna.
I could sing Madonna. Prince Sheila E.
Is it on, or...
It's not. Actually, it is.
It is on?
I don't know, man.
Can you click the thingy to turn it on?
What are we turning on?
Oh, the music.
Oh, so we're going away?
Yeah, Madonna.
It's on.
Bye.
time goes by. So slowly, 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 time goes by. So slowly.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hair and the way you like the dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping, and anywhere takes the color off your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger head and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like to dig it. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
I'm just not close to it. L O L. Okay, so
yours is on.
Basically, we have a little PSA about poison ivy. Spring, summer, and fall are perfect terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of three-leafed poison ivy plant contains an oily resin that with just a brief touch can cause an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish green, while in the fall the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments. It can grow as a vine around trees, a shrub, or ground cover. It is often shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges, growing in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see the three-leaved plant, you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do not come into contact, LOL, with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. I'm sorry. Try to cleanse just to the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several
Wrap
hours.
It up.
Like, even several
why did you choose the long? I don't think I've seen a longer one.
Be very
it's the longest one.
Not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. Yes, thank you.
Shout out to my sister Isabel for listening to all of that.
Sorry that I picked a long one. I just like.
It was a good one though.
But you know, honestly, if you're curious, if you can't deny yourself interaction with nature, go ahead, touch the poison ivy.
And can I say something?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Fine, I give you permission. I give you permission.
I'm gonna say it anyways.
Well, I just gave you permission, so you can.
You're not on stalker anymore. My sister?
I'm not on stalker.
Says yes, ads. She said yes, ads.
Yay. Okay. Sure.
I thought that was really funny. It's okay if no one else
Yes, ads. I am the ad.
Basically, okay, this is what I'm trying to say, right? It's humans are made. Think about our ancestors, bro. We're supposed to be able to identify plants. Like, that's literally our DNA. Like, we are hunter-gatherers. Like, we shouldn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, we should literally be able to see, like, going to the woods and know every single plant. So the fact that nobody, like, people don't know what poison ivy looks like is, like, a little, like, it's, like, the one. Come on.
I think it's funny, like, every time you go on a hike with people and they're like, wait, is this the poison ivy? I'm like, honestly.
Touch it. Find out.
Just find out. Whatever.
I've had poison ivy before. I've fallen into a batch.
That means that you touched it twice.
Really?
Because the first time you don't have a reaction, the second time you do, because your body recognizes it.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah.
Because the oils. My mom's got it really bad.
Whoa.
Like, I remember one time she had blisters all over her arm.
That sounds terrible.
It was really terrible.
There was just one time we went apple picking. I feel like it was, I only got it when we went apple picking.
Where were you going apple picking?
Pickling. Just some rando farm.
Pickled apples sounds really bad. York?
I think
in Nueva York?
Yes.
You get her every
time. In Nueva York.
In Nueva York. Every time.
That's funny. Like, when you're in Spanish class and they ask you where you're from, and, like, I'll say New Jersey, and they're like, Nueva Jersey?
Like, do they really say that?
Nobody calls it that. I've actually never heard that. It's like when you're in a class and everyone's like, California, Nueva York. It's like,
what?
Everybody's from New York and California, bro.
Oh, that's why. I was like, why is California just regular?
The Bay Area.
Yeah. I've never had poison ivy before. I thought that I was going to have some sort of weird plant thing after I was, like, in the rainforest in Puerto Rico.
That's easy,
yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I wanted to make a sniffing sound, and I literally smelled the mic, bro.
Yeah, you're smelling, like, decades of people's breath. That's
no,
really
these are
good.
New. Come on.
I'm joking.
I think these are new, right? Because they feel new.
Don't know.
Remember that one that was just, like, sitting on the table for, like, months?
Yeah, it was this one. I just tapped it.
I don't like that.
But
yeah, I never had it, so knock on wood, I guess.
Knock on wood.
Isabel, if you send a voice memo in the chat, I'll put it on air.
I want to hear that. Also, we're not going to play it straight away, but the next song we have coming
up. Say what
up,
your heart desires, whatever you want to say.
Thank you so much. That's so much nicer than me not.
Oh, I was talking to my sister.
Oh. Well, I take it back. It wasn't nice.
Okay, but also you.
All right, whatever.
I'm so sorry. I should just let you think it was you.
Yeah, you should have.
I'm really sorry. But I do want to hear what you're going to say.
I was just going to say the next song. When I was home at the end of spring break, which is brief. I was about home for like 48 hours. I don't think anybody in town saw me, and that's good. It was not my intention. I was just kind of there to chill and do nothing. My dad was playing this song over and over and over on the stereo in the basement, and our house is like, it's old, so it's not a single part of it is like soundproof if you're playing music. So I was like, I was sitting in my dining room trying to do work on my thesis, and he was playing that song like over and over and over again. I guess to give you the real effect of what that sounded like, it's by the Cardigans. It's a great song.
You want me to play it now?
No, because we're waiting for, aren't we waiting for your sister's voicemail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. This is Isabel. We had to restart it. Oh.
I'm such a big fan, and I really appreciate your music choice. I just got out of dress rehearsal for my show on Thursday, and I'm literally laying, and my body really hurts, but this music is pumping me up. Love you guys.
The music's pumping her up.
We love you, Isabel.
Oh, shit. It's going again? Hey, guys. I'm going to play that a lot. I have to keep it.
Yeah, whenever you make an album and then you put that at the end or the beginning.
But yeah, you can play it now. The song is Step On Me by the Cardigans. And he was listening it also on the double speed version. And I didn't want to tell him to not do that, Roger, but I didn't that. Enjoy it.
Roger that.
Is it good to go?
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to die. damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby. Will you be? Block, and he drives a Nyrock, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me. 'Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, maybe with me. Be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about?
I've got 2 tickets to Iron Maiden, maybe. Come with me Friday, don't say maybe. I'm just a teenage dirtbag.
What I would do to take away this fear of being loved, allegiance to the pain. Now I fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like
this
you.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, and we are Sounds Escaping, Complete and Utter Chaos. We're wrapping it up. Last song, best song, bye.
We hate you at WMFO.
I'm only human, can't you see? I made a mistake. Please just look me in my face. Tell me everything's okay. 'Cause I got it. Do I make you wanna stay? Hate sleeping on my own, missing the way you taste. Now I'm fucked up and I'm missing you. I'll never be like you. Stop looking at me with those eyes, like I could disappear and you wouldn't care why. Now I'm
blessings from you. Oh, falling on my knees, forgive me, I'm a fucking fool.
Oh.